and good morning once again. Monday, January 10th, 2022, 11:06 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour if you happen to be listening. We do have a live call-in number that you can call at 631-359-8232. And that basically gives you what we call our listen-only line, where you can actually hear the program if you don't have access to the internet. And if you are listening to this show and you hear me declare the date and the time, and that's not the date and the time that you happen to be listening to the show, the call-in option is not there. You won't be able to reach us because you have to be coordinating with Central Time Zone, which is where we are, at 11:06 in the morning. And we appreciate, of course, your joining us. The news always gets more interesting, and we'll tell you about that in just a sec. On sale this week at the Power Mall, we've got 10% off the Strauss Naturals products. That's the heart drops, kidney support, bladder support, prostate, cardio support. I take mine every day. How about you? We also have 10% off the Transderma Minerals, which is the magnesium oil. I use it. As you know, if you're doing anything stressful, stress depletes magnesium. And so this is a good thing to have on hand. You can get that at the Power Mall as well, along with the real Anthony Fauci. Hey, we heard you when you called and you texted and you hit our support line and you said, hey, can we buy it from you? And so we stocked up. We've got the real Anthony Fauci on sale for 10% off. And we've got our Tranquil BOGO still. Buy one, get one free while supplies last. And of course, we have a New Year gift. And so for those during the past year who have supported the Power Mall, to show our appreciation, we're giving all of our customers $5 off their next purchase at the Power Mall with the code HAPPY2022. That's HAPPY2022. And we wish you a healthy and prosperous new year. That code is valid from January 1 to February 28th. That's the end of the month, end of February. So just so you know, you can buy us a cup of coffee just by going to thepowerhour.com and clicking on that little page when it pops up. And we appreciate your patronage, of course. Our idea here is to educate and inform. And so what we're doing is letting you know who's on tap this week to come on to the program and talk to us about various things that affect you. Today, we're going to be talking to Joseph Meyer, as we usually do every month, about the money market updates, the December 2021 Straight Money Analysis newsletter. He's going to be joining us today, as is John O'Connor, who is a legal analyst and author. He was involved in the Postgate, How Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat and Covered Up Watergate. That's going to be interesting because I did do an interview many years ago with John Dean. Remember him? He was with the Nixon administration, and that guy clammed up. He wanted nothing to do with talking about what happened at the Watergate Hotel. None. He would have none of that during my interview with him. He was there promoting the National Association of Truck Stop Operators. Wayne Elliott will be joining us on Tuesday from Strauss Natural Products, as will Dr. Syed Haider. Oh, you really want to dial in on this. He's a frontline doctor. He's going to be discussing the preferred COVID-19 treatments that actually worked. So we definitely want to tune in for that. Wednesday, we're having Sheila Ely, who was part of the she's the founder of Texas Medical Freedom Alliance, and she was in the movie Vaxxed. Unfortunately, she's got a sad story to tell about her twins and what happened to them after they got the jab, an accidental injection, and one of them was found no longer responsive. It's pretty scary stuff what they're doing to our kids out there. We'll tell you about that in our news segment here. Sheriff Richard Mack will be joining us this week. I did join CSPOA, that's Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.org. I am one of their supporters. I do believe in constitutional sheriffs. I think the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer of the county, and he has a duty to protect your individual rights. Thursday, we're going to be joined by Martin Pitella. He's with Transderma Minerals, Precious Prills, all that good stuff. Hannah Menshouse will be joining us later in that day. She is a podcaster who's 22 years old, a senior at the University of Kentucky, studying management and marketing. And here's the thing. She started doing truth videos because of all the amazing people she saw spreading the truth. She started her own Gen Z appealed type of podcast. The RedPatriotShow.com. And yes, she does have red hair. It's the Red Patriot Podcast. She's going to be joining us too. Friday, Dr. Michelle Perro is going to talk about what's making our children sick. She's an independent practitioner, researcher, educator, and lecturer. And she wrote an article called Healing Kids Via the Gut Microbiome. So you need to understand that we are bringing all of this to you as a matter of educating, and we are going to be adding guests as the week goes on, because we've got some political folk that want to come on and talk about running for governor in certain states. We're trying to get Alan West on the program. They contacted me this morning. He's a gubernatorial candidate for Texas. He served in the Army in a multitude of places. He is a retired lieutenant colonel. And his ideas, we've had Don Huffines on the show, who's also a gubernatorial candidate. And so our producers are reaching out to them right now to hook Alan West up so we can talk to him, so you can hear all of what his intentions are for stopping this border crisis, because God only knows we need it. Now on for the news. Want to let you know, if you're paying attention to what's going on, the upcoming Reawaken America tour with Clay Clark is happening in Phoenix at Dream City Church, January 14th and 15th. That's this Friday and Saturday, for those of you keeping tabs. I believe if you click on the Thrive Time Show link, that's thrivetimeshow.com, you'll be able to watch some of this streamed live. So this is a wonderful thing they're doing. They're going all over the country. They'll be in San Diego, Redmond, Oregon, Canton, Ohio. They've got a lot of upcoming dates scheduled. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and Eric Trump are their keynote speakers. You definitely don't want to miss this if you can possibly tune in to see what's going on with the people that want you to be free. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Well, and the reason I bring that up is because Sweden is taking a different authoritarian approach. And God forbid, Al Jazeera is the one that's reporting this. Sweden is going to have a mandatory vaccine pass for indoor public gatherings of more than 50 people starting this week, Wednesday. They've announced a slew of new virus curbs, early closings for bars and restaurants, and a cap of 500 people at public gatherings as the country registers record numbers of the, oh my God, virus variant. That's Omicron, or for those of you who like anagrams, moronic. People in Italy who have not been vaccinated against COVID are barred from restaurants or taking domestic flights under new regulations there. So you see, we haven't made so far, because I don't think that they're going to go along with Fauci's idea of domestic vax mandates for flying. It would literally kill our airline industry. Uganda has reopened schools, according to the New York Times, if you want to believe that. Now, the schools there were being closed for nearly 2 years, ending the world's longest education disruption due to the COVID pandemic. The reopening caused traffic congestions in some parts of the capital, Kampala. Students could be seen carrying their mattresses in the streets, a back-to-boarding school phenomenon. Many countries have closed classrooms on and off, but Uganda kept more than 10 million kids at home since March 2020. And, of course, it took a heavy toll. We don't need to tell you that there were suicides. There were all sorts of other nasty ways of kids and what it's done to them. Speaking of kids dying, 19 are dead, including 9 children, after a fire ripped through a New York City apartment building in the Bronx yesterday. One of the worst fires that the city of New York has witnessed, according to Mayor Eric Adams. The death toll was confirmed at 19. 9 of them were kids aged 16 and younger. 32 people were transported to 5 area hospitals, mostly suffering from severe smoke inhalation. For those of you who liked America's Funniest Home Videos in Full House, sadly, stand-up comedian Bob Saget, known for his roles on those shows, was found dead in his Orlando hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Grand Lakes at the age of 65 yesterday. No signs of foul play or drug use. He was pronounced DRT, And for those of you who did not go to med school like I did, the term DRT means died right there. Yes, I find some humor, not in this case, but DRT is the opposite of DOA, which is dead on arrival. DRT means the guy's dead. There he is right there, pronounced dead at the scene. Sometimes they put DOS on the sheet when their EMTs are writing up the report. If you like ground beef, you should know the USDA has issued an alert. Thousands of pounds of ground beef have been recalled in seven states over E. coli concerns. The Food and Safety Inspection Service released last week. Interstate Meat Distributors, Inc. of Clackamas, Oregon, is recalling some 28,356 pounds of ground beef products that might be contaminated with a bacteria. They were produced on December 20th, 2021. And you can go to the USDA's website. These recalled products, I'll tell you which states they were, so you can be on the lookout in case you went and purchased any of this. Arizona, California, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. If you heard me say this and you bought a package that has the number EST.965 in the USDA mark, that is tainted. This ground beef was purchased and submitted to a third-party lab for microbiological analysis, and the sample tested positive for E. coli, 0157:H7.FSIS. So understand that if you have purchased anything that says EST-965 in the USDA mark, throw it away or return it to the place of purchase and get your money back. Don't eat it. Zero Hedge is reporting down the street from the U.S. Capitol building right in front of Union Station. More than a dozen tents have been erected, highlighting the homeless problem in the nation's capital, like they care. The area outside the train station is a 16-minute walk from the Capitol building, where our lawmakers, and remember the old libertarian saying, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. The lawmakers who take the train to work have to pass by this area, and they get to look at the homeless who have been knocked out of the workforce and are unable to afford shelter, food, and energy because of inflationary conditions produced by the unorthodox monetary and fiscal policies of this administration. And they've been there since Christmas Eve. Yeah, that's not a very Merry Christmas for them. Epoch Times is reporting, and here's the funny thing about it. We get into the COVID comments. Almost half of New York's COVID-19 hospitalizations are not due to COVID. Nearly half in New York hospitals with COVID were admitted for reasons other than the disease. 43% of the 11,548 hospitalized patients did not have COVID listed as one of the reasons for admission, according to the governor's office. Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, told a press conference she wanted to drill down on the hospitalization numbers to see how many patients are actually being treated for COVID versus merely having the disease, which often causes no to mild symptoms. Some of the patients test positive, but they're in there for other reasons, according to the governor. Think of all the other reasons people end up at a hospital. It's an overdose. It's a car accident. It's a heart attack. It's something. So we have to look at the fact that you have all these different variables going on, and the percentage of the patients in each category is basically weighing in on all the factors and research that she wants. She wants to watch hospital capacity. And I really think the reason she's doing it is because she wants to maintain her authoritarian emergency control over the state of New York, parading around with her badge of honor, her vaxxed necklace. I really believe in my heart her days are numbered. Vaccinated people who had severe COVID-19 outcomes had at least one risk factor, according to a CDC study released on January 7th. Which found that every one of the 189 vaccinated people who experienced a severe outcome after contracting COVID had at least one risk factor, like being 65 and older. Scientists affiliated with the NIH and Fauci's group studied approximately 1,228,664 persons aged 18 and over who completed primary vaccination from December 2020 to October 2021, getting Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, or an unspecified mRNA vaccine. Among these, 2,246 contracted the virus, including 327 who were hospitalized, 189 had a severe COVID-19 outcome, 36 people had a COVID-19-related death, including 9 persons who were discharged to hospice. And see, the numbers are getting lower and lower and lower, which makes you wonder why we still have a declared state of emergency. And you remember we had Josh Yoder on the program. He is one that's with freedomflyersus.org. And he was talking about an agricultural pilot named Cody Flint that got the jab, was vaccine injured, and blacked out while in mid-flight. And there's no meaningful way to get compensated. All these people that have been vaccine injured are being ignored by the federal government, according to Cody Flint. He was on the Nation Speaks program in an interview broadcast New Year's Day. The PREP Act stated that vaccine injuries were given an outlet to go seek compensation and financial help in the name of the Countermeasure Injury Compensation Program, the CICP. It's an absolute joke, Flint said. We're totally left in the dark. So those of you who are having adverse reactions are pretty much screwed. That's basically the bottom line of what he's trying to tell you. And he blacked out. He's lucky he landed his plane and didn't crash land it. RT is reporting research are hoping the findings of their study could provide a roadmap to longer lasting immunity against COVID variants. Higher levels of T cells caused by the common cold make it less likely a person will catch COVID, according to an important discovery outlined in the new peer-reviewed study released last Monday by researchers at the Imperial College London. It's the first evidence of a protective role for these T cells, finding their presence in high levels after a common cold can help protect against the COVID infection. So we will try to keep our eye on that. And, of course, when you shut down the economy, and this is how it started, folks, when Senor Biden, you know, the nut job up there in D.C. at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old, some people have commented that I'm being too nice. The guy is a closet Marxist, along with his vice president who doesn't know her butt from all on the ground. Well, when you cancel the Keystone XL pipeline, it causes a ripple effect. And then you go begging to OPEC for oil, and we all have to pay more at the pump. I have never seen anything so asinine in all my life as done by a president as this guy. This guy is a joke. And for him to cancel something without having a viable alternative is typical of Marxist behavior. I haven't called him a commie yet, but I'm on my way to that. Well, as a result of all of this garbage that he has caused, and yes, I attribute it directly to him because he signed off on this stuff and canceled the Keystone XL with no alternative for energy sources, other than what he's doing right now, which is just absolutely stupid. And as a result of the ripple effect, Bed Bath & Beyond is going to close another 37 U.S. store locations this year. And there is a list on their website, according to Epoch Times. They're going to close 37 stores in 19 states by the end of February. So just so you know, you can go on there. New York's going to lose 7 of the stores. California's going to close 5. Washington State, 4. Arizona, Georgia, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Texas are going to lose 2 stores apiece. Alabama, Florida, Idaho, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia, Wisconsin, and West Virginia are losing 1 store each. The retailer is going to remodel its remaining locations to reduce clutter with brighter signage and new brands. MyPillow will not be one of them. If all of you who are boycotting Bed Bath & Beyond because they canceled MyPillow because they're allegedly woke, you're probably jumping up and down, and that's probably a good thing. because these woke corporations need to understand that we the people don't like what they're doing, and we're going to show them otherwise. So Coca-Cola, woke Coke, yep, that's another one you could boycott. They make Sprite and everything else, so, you know, look before you buy. Censored MRA platform inventor tells all on the Joe Rogan Show. If you haven't seen that video already, just, you know, get on the Joe Rogan Experience. He interviewed Dr. Robert Malone for 3 hours talking about mass formation psychosis. It's kind of funny because everybody is trying to cancel that video, yet it's still there, still out there for you to watch. And basically what Malone is saying, don't vaccinate your kids. He is a virologist that helped contribute to the development of mRNA vaccines. He said, look, think twice before you vaccinate your kids, because if something bad happens, you can't go back and say, whoops, I want a do-over. It's not going to happen. Your kid could experience serious adverse events, so severe it puts them in the hospital. Myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, and you don't know what else. We could have other subclinical damages, like in the brain, strokes. And you know, you can't, and this is what he's getting, these emails. And, you know, you draw the short straw and your kid was damaged. They're irreversible. You can't change it. There's no way to fix it. He gets emails saying, doctor, what can we do? This has happened. Once it's happened, there, you can't go back and put Humpty Dumpty back together again, folks. You don't want to jab the kid. Now, why do the drug companies want to jab kids? According to Dr. McCullough, they want to get the shots out of the childhood vaccine schedule because they're not going to be held liable. That's right. Did you know? There's always a motive. They get the liability shield. Wow. All right. We are going to be joined by Joseph Meyer to talk about the economic state of things after the break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Monday, January 10th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us, because the education process is ever ongoing. People need to be not kept in the dark like they have been. I know it's just really irritating and frustrating for a lot of Americans, because they don't know, or they've been told to fear the future. And a lot of them have been prepping. A lot of them have cashed out of the market like me. And we have a securities law expert witness and arbitrator mediator with FINRA, which is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. This gentleman watches the markets like a hawk and publishes a macroeconomic and financial newsletter called Straight Money Analysis. 45-year-plus Wall Street veteran Joseph Meyer, welcome to the show once again, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me as a guest. Always an extreme pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you so much, Dave.
Well, I appreciate that. The website is straightmoneyanalysis.com for those of you who want to subscribe. And we have an actual perk for all of you Power Hour listeners. Joseph, you want to tell us about that?
I'm offering to the Power Hour listening audience a full one-year subscription to the newsletter, normally $259.95, at the six-month subscription price, $149.95. We'll save the subscriber a full $110 over the one-year newsletter subscription, and I'm also going to include as a bonus, Dave, the September 2021 issue of the newsletter as well.
Wonderful. All right. See, now, folks, you need to stay on top of things. There are so many different people out there, but the credentials that Joseph Meyer has are just unbelievably outstanding when it comes to monitoring what is going on in the economy. And before we went on the air, we were talking about where the direction of this economy is headed. Joseph, you want to give me the 40,000-foot view?
I think we're in the early stages of a very serious and pronounced economic recession, and I think the equity bear market is in the very early stages of a very pronounced bear market, and I think we're looking at significantly lower stock and bond prices and rising precious metal prices as we move forward in 2022 and beyond, Dave.
Okay, so the you say precious metals could go up, because there actually isn't, there's intrinsic value in that, is there not?
I think you have to keep in the forefront of your mind that gold and silver is a hedge against inflation and a preservation of wealth. And I think when we're witnessing what is going on with the U.S. dollar, and more importantly, what's taking place in the international markets, coupled with the Fed now finally tightening monetary policy, I think gold and silver is certainly a place where you want to be, Dave.
Okay, now is this, when you say we're into gold and silver, see, there's a lot of people out there, Joseph, that are going in and this is one thing, it's always amazed me because I have been a collector of junk silver for years. And people say, well, no, you know, we have gold IRAs. And I'm like, that's tied to the market. I'm not real happy about that. I'm talking about the actual holding of currency. And the thing is that if we were to have a serious economic collapse, like what you're talking about, Joseph, I mean, we're looking at a situation where how are you going to barter with a gold coin? I mean, that's the most expensive shovel and rake to fix your garden or tend your garden with that you're ever going to pay. Who's going to eat a gold coin when there's no food on the shelves? I mean, are we hoarding or should we be under accumulation for the hard stuff, or are we buying the paper stuff? What should we be doing?
Well, I think ideally you want to own physical, you want to own the high quality mining shares. I think you want to be aware that the precious metal mining shares are extremely undervalued, and I think they offer great value, certainly as we move forward. But I couldn't agree with you more. I think you want to own junk silver. You want to certainly spread out the risk that you're taking being part of these markets, and you want to prepare certainly for volatility that I believe will enter all the markets globally as we move forward. And I think we're going to see an economic crisis unfold, not a question of if, it's a question of when. And quite frankly, Dave, I think now is the time to prepare for it accordingly.
No doubt. Well, and see, a lot of our listeners out there, Joseph, as you well know, are very much into the preparations mode at this point in time, knowing what we know about what, and I was talking earlier before we came on with you about what President Biden, if you want to call him that, did when he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline and the ripple effect it created. And the thing that blows me away about this asinine move that he made when he first took office, he had no alternative measure other than to beg other countries for higher priced oil. And this just blows me away. They think that wind and solar is their saving grace. I just don't see this yet. How does this all factor in to what's going to happen in the future here with a recession?
Well, I think we're going to continue to see significantly higher gas and oil prices. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I think when we talk globally as to what is happening, as you know, we've requested Saudi Arabia to increase production by about 400,000 barrels a day, and they have refused. So we continue to see short supply of crude oil, and I think we're reaching the point where we're going to witness, unfortunately, gasoline prices moving even higher. So all this is certainly taking place at a bad time, no doubt about it, Dave.
Well, and you know, we just announced on the radio this morning that Bed Bath & Beyond is closing 37 stores across the country.
Yes.
And I mean, who else is being affected by this?
Well, I think when you talk about the hotel industry, certainly we have strains going on, certainly in that market as well. I think the economy on balance has slowed down and slowed down quite significantly. And I think the biggest problem as we move forward, and I'm sure you'll agree, we've got the U.S. Fed now raising interest rates as we start the early stages of an economic downturn. So I think when you speak about what are we looking at as we move forward in 2022 and beyond, we're looking at stagflation, rising inflation, falling output, and continuing rising unemployment. That's what I think is built into the cake, Dave.
Well, so the thing is the Biden administration seems to be catering to this by paying people to stay home. Is that factoring
yes.
into this anyway? Yeah.
Well, I think when you talk about just as we closed out year-end, the number of people that have quit their job, it's exceeded over 1 million workers. So we have people leaving the marketplace and not certainly seeking reemployment. Definitely something is going on in the labor market that, quite frankly, at this point, I'm having difficulty understanding, Dave.
Well, you know, and see, the thing is, the biblical principle, and I know a lot of our listeners abide by it, is if you don't work, you don't eat. That's just the way it is. And here we have a government that just wants to hand you a paycheck to stay home. This makes absolutely zero sense. People need to get back to work. And if they don't want to work for a retail chain, then my suggestion was to form an LLC and start your own business. Become a consultant. Find something to do that you can make a decent living at. Start a community land trust, because we need more housing. The housing market is the next thing that's bothering me here, because if the Fed's going to raise interest rates, that means that ripple effect is going to fall over and bleed over into the housing market. What's your take on that, Joseph?
Well, I think when you talk about the average price of a home in the U.S., it's now $404,000. I think when you talk about the price of a new car, on average, $40,638. We certainly have housing unaffordable for the average American, and we certainly have at this point the cost of a vehicle becoming basically unaffordable. So we're definitely witnessing a price spiral in things that we usually were able to afford that, quite frankly, is becoming increasingly difficult for the average American to once own these things in the market, Dave. What does that say about our future?
No doubt. And the other thing that really bothers me, Joseph, is the food supply chain. I'm starting to see store shelves in some of the major food store chains starting to empty out with no signs of replenishing frozen foods, cereal, most of your basic stuff. I see a lot of the junk food sitting on the shelf. I think people are starting to take notice of eating healthier. I think health has been something that is affecting people, and they certainly, with this COVID scare that's been going on, a majority of Americans are looking at our food supply. A lot of them are still ordering off Amazon. I mean, these target levels that we're talking about, they're all going to be facing a downside at some point in time because of the ripple effect of the economy in shutting down our fuel. I mean, it's affected shipping all across the country and getting product to market in the first place. What else do you see happening this year?
Well, as I've said many times, with the outbreak of COVID-19, we would never go back, I believed early on, to the way our lives have been once before. I think we've seen changes, and I'm sure you'll agree, socially, politically, economically, and lastly, and very importantly, financially. So I think when we look at what has taken place just in the last 2 years, quite frankly, it's been unprecedented, Dave. I think
yeah,
the shortages that we're experiencing in the marketplace, a lot of people thought were temporary, and we're finding out the harsh reality is it's continuing in the face of everything that's trying to be done to alleviate it. So we're going to see tough times. The question is how tough and over what period of time. But I definitely think we're at a turning point, and people would be best advised to prepare and prepare accordingly for a very difficult economic scenario moving forward, Dave.
Sure. The number is 844-769-2944. If you have a question for Joseph Meyer, I'm sure many of you do. I would expect to hear from you, especially when it concerns your pocketbook, because right now, you know, they want to put 80-something thousand IRS agents to work, and they want to, you know, basically every transaction that you engage in that's over $600 is going to be reported by all of the major players, and we're talking about like PayPal and, you know, outlets like that, Venmo, places that you normally would spend your money on. They're going to report this stuff to the IRS, and they're going to make note of it. I mean, this is like a globalization come home in the domestic market. And so 844-769-2944 is the number to call. You have a question, we have some time. Lines are open. You can get on right now and ask Joseph Meyer a question here about his Straight Money Analysis newsletter and what his predictions are. As far as Bitcoin, I've seen a lot of articles, Joseph, that are basically encouraging people to get involved in something that I find scary as hell. What's your take on that?
Well, I think there's no doubt we're going to continue to see large swings in Bitcoin, both up and down. But I think when you talk about what has taken place in the last 2 years, no question we've had a tremendous move in Bitcoin. But I think when you talk about gold and silver and you talk about Bitcoin, there's certainly two different asset classes that I think people at this point are trying to connect in some way as being similar. I do believe Bitcoin has a future moving forward. I question at what price do we see it trade as we start to unfold economically with all the problems that are now presenting themselves in the landscape. But I wouldn't be a buyer of Bitcoin at these levels, but I would definitely be a buyer of gold and silver, Dave.
I get that, and I understand exactly where you're coming from on that with this ongoing transformation of the world's economy as a result of globalization. Part of the bigger problem is they want to control Bitcoin. This is another thing that's always happened ever since way back when Bruce Bartlett, don't know if you remember that name, but he was an economic advisor during Bush, and they basically were looking at ways that they could control the shadow economy, the barter market. They were looking at all different ways of how they maintain control. And the one thing that I learned from researching all of this is because of the fact that when the taxes go up, people have a tendency to go underground with their activities. You concur with that?
Well, I think history certainly indicates that that's what we can expect to happen. I want to touch upon something quickly that I think you'll find very interesting, Dave. In 1999, 45 ounces of gold bought the Dow. If we calculate the price of gold today and we multiply it into the Dow, 20 ounces of gold will now buy the Dow, less than half of what it took in 1999, which goes to show that the Dow priced in gold has lost over half its value in a little more than 20 years, Dave. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that. That's amazing statistics there, Joseph. We've got callers on the line holding Sherry in Ohio. You have a question for Joseph Meyer.
I'll just ask my question, then get off. You can just answer offline. Me and my husband were in our late 50s. We own our home outright. He wants to move to Florida down by the Panhandle so he can, you know, hang out at the beach, you know, because he works out a lot, you know, swimming, kayaking and all that stuff. I don't want to be there. I'd rather be out in the country a little bit further. But another thing is I don't want another mortgage at my age either. So he's held that, and he said it's no big deal if we have it, we start over and have another mortgage, because the homes down there, we're going to end up mortgaging at least minimal, like $100,000, $125,000, even if we sell our home, because it's so expensive. My question is, should we just hold out on this whole thing till maybe next year, or just say he just wants to go for it, which makes me nervous. Thank you.
Stay right where you are and do nothing for the next year. That's the best thing you can do.
There you go, Sherry in Ohio. We appreciate that. And that's pretty scary. And I've been monitoring prices up in the Panhandle in Florida. As a matter of fact, there are real estate agents there that have housing prices that are, you know, like in the low 100s, like 129.9. For a three-bedroom, two-bath house. But, you know, you get what you pay for in today's market, and this is probably a fixer-upper. So, you know, depending on what you do and how much money you have squirreled away, I would certainly entertain what Joseph is advising. I wouldn't, if it was me, I'd just stay put right where I am. I like the country better than I do the city or anywhere in populated areas. Up there, you're talking about basically 350,000 people, including military, that occupy that area. And, you know, as most strategic people like Leon Skousen and Joel Skousen would say, that's a primary target. Lori in Florida, speaking of Florida, good morning. Welcome to the Power Hour. You have a question for Joseph.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Joseph, I've been listening to you for quite some time, and I had a question as to what would your opinion be of someone in their mid-30s to early 40s putting their 401k into treasuries at this time?
Well, I think treasuries certainly represent the ultimate degree of safety in the marketplace. I think the key moving forward for someone your age is preservation of your capital and safety. You don't want to be taking risk in these markets at these levels, that's for sure. So I would definitely stay in treasuries and await the correction that I think is just in the early stages of taking place in the equity market. But I do think if we're in a bear market, and I strongly believe that we are, we're looking at, I believe, at this point, 12 to 18 months of falling stock prices. You definitely don't want to get caught in that. So continue to do what you're doing and sit tight.
Okay, thank you very much.
We appreciate your call, Lori. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're listening this morning. Anybody, the phone lines are still open. You can still get questions in here to Joseph Meyer. He publishes the Straight Money Analysis newsletter. And, you know, we've been talking about hedging, you know, in gold and silver. There were some rumors at one time, Joseph, that Chase was trying to corner the market on this. Did you ever hear those?
Well, I think when you talk about the intervention we've had, not only in gold and silver, but in all the markets, it's gone on for quite some time. I think I mentioned in a previous show we did together that the Monetary Control Act of 1980, and you can look it up on the internet, is a piece of legislation that basically says the government can intervene in any market at any time for any reason. And I'm sure you'll agree, Dave, we've seen intervention and or manipulation in all these markets. I don't think it's something that's going to end and end as quickly as we would certainly believe that it should. But I think we're reaching the point when you speak about gold and silver as these markets having a mindset of their own. And I think we're witnessing at some point moving forward when markets are bigger than manipulation. And I think we're going to see gold and silver as we move into late 2022, early 2023, break free from the manipulation and certainly the intervention we've seen in that market.
Okay. And now the number is 844-769-2944. Phone lines are open. There's another little piece of information that Joseph just imparted on our listeners here on the Power Hour, the Monetary Control Act of 1980. And that's pretty scary when the government can step in and do anything it wants to. And everything they've done up to this point, just since the beginning of 2020, when Biden took office, has just resulted in a major downturn in the U.S. economy. And now you're saying that you see this going on for another 12 to 18 months?
I think when you talk about the average length of a recession since the end of World War II, and I know many people are not aware of this statistic, but let me share it with you. The average length of a recession since the end of World War II has been about 9 months, Dave. The two longest recessions took place 1973-4, 1981-82. They lasted about 16 months. So I think when you talk about previous bear markets, historically they lose anywhere from a third to 50% of their value. So when you talk about where this market could inevitably trade in the next 12 to 18 months, I think there's the possibility the market could lose easily 30, 40% of its value. If you go back to the December 2000 peak we witnessed in the Dow was 14,100. If you go back to the 2000 high in the Dow, it was 11,780. So I believe at some point we're going to see this bear market put in the bottom somewhere in between 14,100 and 11,780. The question is, how long will it take to work its way down there? That's the wild card at this point no one has an answer to. But I think, again, when you put things in perspective, after the peak in the Dow 1929 and 381 in the Dow, we didn't get back above 381 till approximately 25 years later, 1954. The point being, it could take a decade or possibly two to get back to the highs we've seen in this market prior to the decline. That's the risk the average investor's taking in the market. He doesn't even understand, Dave.
Wow. And so this is the thing, you know, with a couple of minutes that we have left before the break. You know, we do have the Straight Money Analysis newsletter at a discount price. If you go to straightmoneyanalysis.com, and you can get the full year subscription plus two extra issues for the 6 month subscription price. And the thing is, when we're looking at stuff like this, Joseph, people are worried about their 401ks. I know that my mom's IRA and everything in this last 2008 debacle depleted by almost half. I mean, these people, is there anything they can do to hedge in their 401k and IRAs now?
Well, you want to move certainly into the money market side of the account. As we said in the last show we did together, we thought the market would go up the last 7 to 10 trading days of 2021 and put in at least a short-term top, and we've witnessed that, Dave. But I think, again, we're in the early stages of a correction. How deep it can be at this point, we certainly don't know. But I think the downside of the market could accelerate and accelerate very rapidly if we start to get the kind of bearish news that I think is certainly coming in from many different sectors and areas of the market. So again, this is a time to preserve your capital, preservation of capital, safety, liquidity, and certainly take the risk encounters that people have certainly been comfortable with for quite some time off the table, Dave.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Joseph Meyer. Thanks so much. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. We will be back with more news after the break. Stay with us.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.